Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, two Afghan refugees. Kind of show something that should take all your breath away of something that happened in Wisconsin. What is the true purpose behind the mass immigration question? And we revisit this issue of how Texas could lead the way to show how to deal with a rogue regime and give everybody a path forward at this period of time. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. If you want to support this program directly, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Chris from Napa, California. Thank you. Dave from Clinton, Oklahoma. Thank you. William from Algonquin, Illinois. Thank you. And Andre from Pacific Palisades, California. charliekirk.com/support. Really great episode. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Radio stations across the country. You can always email us your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to start with this story here, which we are told that all the Afghan refugees, these are the true Americans, right? They were the interpreters. These were the people that were the translators. These are wonderful people. Well, we tried to warn people that we read a story a couple weeks ago that, of course, was ignored by Republican officials and Republican governors, of course, because they really don't care much about their voters usually, unfortunately. Some do, like Ron DeSantis, that's for sure. That the Afghan culture and the Afghan refugee invasion of Europe resulted in a mind-boggling crime wave. That for reasons that we can speculate and reasons we can prove, that Afghan refugees tend to have a propensity to engage what we would call rape in the West. Now, saying this will come... You will come under huge criticism from the media, which is exactly why you have to tell the truth. So yesterday, two Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, how they got to Wisconsin is incredible, actually. They will face federal charges for crimes allegedly committed at Fort McCoy. Barula Nuri, 20 years old, is charged with attempting to engage in a sexual act with a minor through use of force. The victim was not yet 16 years old, according to the indictment. Muhammad Harun Imad, 32 years old, is charged with assaulting his spouse by strangling and suffocating her. The incident happened 2 weeks ago. Both men made initial appearances in Madison on September 16th and are being detained in the Dane County Jail. Nuri and Imad are scheduled for arraignment on Thursday, September 23rd. If convicted, Nuri faces a minimum penalty of 30 years. These cases are being reviewed by the Department of Justice. And the two cases are not related, according to the DOJ press release on the Afghan refugees. Can't wait to have those people come to your neighborhood sometime soon. So we took these two men into America. We left behind Americans, by the way, and left behind Christians as they cut out their tongues and cut off their heads in Afghanistan. We gave the Taliban $85 billion in weapons, in helicopters, in rifles, and we get in return rapists and people that are engaging in attempted sexual assault against minors. And so you look at where the refugees are heading all across the country. This is what you have to look forward to. these, you know, this sort of level of behavior, which if you look in Europe, again, let's get that article up again, Connor. The European Afghan crime wave is mind-boggling. And this was written by a woman who's actually pro-refugee. You live in the great state of Texas? Well, your governor has decided to allow 4.5 thousand refugees from Afghanistan to come to Texas. I wonder how many women will be raped from them. We'll see. 1.1 thousand in Georgia. 1.6 thousand in Arizona. Strange. 5.3 thousand in California. 1.7 thousand in Washington. You can find the list published by Axios.com. This is just the first group of Afghans, by the way, these 37,000 people. Hawaii and South Dakota, West Virginia, and Wyoming, they are not slated to receive anyone. But do you know what is the interesting exception and exemption to all of this? Zero Afghan refugees, are going to Washington, D.C. Zero. The ruling class remains immune from having to live among the people that they say that you must live with. 49 coming to North Dakota, 275 to Minnesota, 695 to Iowa, 775 to Nebraska. And of course, Governor Brian Kemp from Georgia, he wants to resettle Afghans in Georgia. Because these are the true Americans, everybody. They love America more than you do. Didn't you know that? And this ties into the Haitian story on the southern border that I think Texas is finally getting into gear, that they're realizing that they have the power and the ability to secure the southern border and deport Haitians. But did you know, according to DailyMail.com, thousands of Haitian migrants who flocked to Del Rio were already working and living comfortably as refugees in Chile and only set off for the United States after Biden scrapped the Trump-era deportation policy. The 15,000 Haitians that just turned up in Del Rio, Texas, did not actually come from Haiti. They came from Chile. Chile is the wealthiest country in Latin America, largely thanks to Milton Friedman, who actually went down there when he was still alive and spent a lot of time in Chile and gave them somewhat of a free market economy. The left hates when you talk about this. They talk about Pinochet and people getting dropped from helicopters. Chile respects private property rights despite being built on a fault line with very little natural resources at their disposal. Chile is a very interesting country geographically. It's literally the spine of the western coast of South America. The capital of Chile is Santiago, and it really is kind of just a north-south country. It's very, very thin in its width. It's very long in its length. And why these Haitian immigrants were in Chile is beyond me, but they traveled up from South America through Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, before landing in a camp across the Mexican border in Tapachula. One migration expert, Todd Bensman, says that when Biden got in, word went out and they decided, we are coming now. Biden opened the border, so we decided that we could upgrade our lifestyle, a migrant told him. They flocked away at the entry point at the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas after hearing they could cross the border there for free. Just come right into the country. And Todd Bensman, the Center for Immigration Studies, said the lack of smuggling fees has made the Del Rio crossing the cheapest on the border. But don't worry, we are told that these are the true Americans. But if you go and look at the actual IDs, you will find out that they have Chilean IDs. As one put it, one Haitian migrant said, look, Chile's 1,000 times better than Haiti, but I want to come to the United States. That's 1,000,000 times better. These are not refugees. These are people that are shopping around for whatever country can give them the most stuff with the highest income. These are people that are just kind of going through the buffet line of countries in the Western Hemisphere and saying, well, I guess the United States has more money than we do, so we might as well go there. This is going to happen with 2 to 3 million people annually. Unless Texas and Arizona get their act together. New Mexico, forget it. California, forget it. But Texas has a massive swath of the border. The article continues at DailyMail.com. which says there are 15,000 Haitians in Chile and another 125,000 in Brazil, and tiny fractions of the 2 million that live in the United States. They know this is their opportunity. And right now they are being released in the interior. Why are we putting up with this? We're going to wait for the federal government to come in and solve this? Of course not. Biden designed this. This is manufactured mayhem. This is intentional to try to bring in voters that they believe will help them. These are not refugees. This is not the downtrodden or the war-torn. Their village did not get torpedoed by some sort of warlord. A lot more I want to get to with that. But don't worry, all of you, you have Afghan refugees that you can accept in a neighborhood coming to you. But don't worry, they're not going to Washington, D.C. anytime soon. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. I just got a Apple News push notification. It's just so incredible. So Apple News just sent out this. Experts say that acetaminophen, which could be considered Tylenol, fever reducer, generally considered okay in pregnancy, should be investigated further. So let me just make sure I'm understanding this correctly. Acetaminophen, Tylenol during pregnancy needs to be investigated further, but an 8-month-old vaccine needs to be given to your children and do not ask any questions. You following along yet? As we've been talking about, the number one issue in the country right now is this constitutional crisis that has been occurring on the southern border. And what's been happening on the southern border, by mistake, has put Republican governors in the forefront of how do you deal with a rogue regime. And so replacing a regime happens really in 4 steps. And I'll go into this in the next segment, because I think it's really helpful. If Texas were to engage in the deportation of these Haitians back to Haiti, if they were to mobilize the Texas Guard and DPS, it would be a massive humiliation for Biden and would show that the states are willing to act when they just sit around on their hands. Now, just so you know, there are a lot of migrants or criminal aliens missing. 1,400 have allegedly been returned to Haiti. 3,206 are in CBP custody, and 3,800 at the Del Rio Bridge. There's a lot unaccounted for that are currently now in the interior of the United States. If Texas started to make the visual that they are going to arrest and deport them as their own state, this would inspire acts of courage amongst Republican governors all across the country. This would inspire a movement of states starting to step up and enforce the law, not defy the law, but enforce the law. We did nothing when Illinois, New York and California, Oregon and Washington passed sanctuary state measures and sanctuary city measures saying that we are not going to comply with ICE. We're going to do things our own way. We're already in that post-constitutional questioning moment. So the open-ended question remains, what are we going to do about it? Well, cut 80, DHS reports they've deported 1.7 thousand Haitians, but they've allowed 3,000 to come into America. Texas allowed this to happen. Texas could have intervened and they could have usurped federal authority. They should have. Play cut 80.
The Department of Homeland Security is telling Fox News it has already deported about 1,700 Haitian migrants. But they're also admitting that more than 3,200 have been released into the United States. But they say they're giving them some special instructions to appear in immigration court. Anybody keeping tabs on those more than 3,000 people? Remember, the Biden administration said it was going to deport all of the migrants living under that bridge in Del Rio, Texas.
Of course, that's a lie. We know that's not true. You have pictures of people that have pieces of paper that says, please help us. I do not speak English. What bus do I need to take? Thanks for your help. As they get released into the interior of the United States. Bill Malusian is saying they are releasing entire family units into the United States. Now, some people are saying I'm being too harsh on Texas. Well, Texas, whether they like it or not, are front and center, smack dab in the middle of the great question of our time, which is, who runs the country? What do you do when you start to have a apathetic tyrant? Now, apathetic when it comes to immigration law, but very engaged when it comes towards forcing vaccinations. What do you do? I know so many amazing patriots in the great state of Texas, and I love Texas, that have been waiting and are willing for this moment. Deputize a citizen force. Put them on the border. Give them handcuffs. Get it done. Sure, that's dramatic. You know what's dramatic? The invasion of the country. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about how the other side has openly admitted that this is about bringing in voters that they want and they like, and honestly diminishing and decreasing white demographics in America. We're going to say that part out loud because so many people in the corporate media are afraid to talk about it. Have you ever wondered why internet access is so much cheaper these days, like $30 to $40 a month? It's because internet service providers aren't just making money off subscription fees. They're making money off of you. It's disgusting. So what the best way to make sure that your data is totally encrypted is you need an ExpressVPN, the VPN that I use at ExpressVPN.com. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between all your devices and the internet so that everything you do online is encrypted. It reroutes your connection through a secure server. This blocks your internet provider from seeing everything you do online. All they can see is that you're connected to an ExpressVPN server, but nothing beyond that. And it's not just for your phone or computer. ExpressVPN works on all your devices. It works on your tablets, smart TVs, and even your router, so your entire family can always stay protected. I can't stress this enough. ExpressVPN is so simple to use. You just open up the app, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Your data is your business. Protect it at ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN protection for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to learn more. We are calling on Texas to become a constitutional sanctuary state, to become a state where the Constitution is enforced, where the rule of law reigns. The rule of law needs a sanctuary state, and that could be Texas. It should be Texas instead of a sanctuary state like Illinois or Portland or Seattle, where they say, we're not going to enforce federal law. Texas should do the opposite, where we believe in the federal immigration law, and if you will not enforce it, we will do it. Now, what's behind all of this? Now, whenever you say that they want to change the demographics of the country, you have the people at Media Matters and CNN say you're engaging in this racist argument, which of course is ridiculous. But let's take their own argument at their own face value. In Cut 93, Julian Castro, now just so many of you know, Texas has the Castro brothers and Cuba has the Castro brothers, two different groups with similar worldviews. And the Texas Castro brothers, one was the mayor of San Antonio and one I think was a congressman, one was the head of HUD or is the head of HUD. So Julian Castro, I get them very confused. In fact, there was a scandal a couple years ago where one of the Castro brothers filled in for a parade for his brother. I think they're twins or they're fraternal twins. They look really identical. One of them actually filled into a parade because he was sick and he got caught while doing it. But Julian Castro, they're identical twins. There you go. Julian Castro in Cut 93 says, in a couple of presidential cycles, on election night, you are going to see 38 electoral votes for the Democrat nominee for president. Now, if we have the entire clip from 2013, it's because he blames he attributes demographics for that. Play cut 93.
In a couple of presidential cycles, you'll be on election night. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth of folks from outside of Texas.
There is Julian Castro saying, look, Texas is going to change politically because we're changing it demographically. They're saying that part out loud. They are saying that as America becomes less white, it's going to benefit us. Now, what they didn't expect is the fact that so many Texas Latinos are more conservative than ever, the ones that have come here legally in the Rio Grande Valley. That is throwing a little bit of a curveball in their takeover Texas plans. And the best that the Democrats can do in Texas is run a fake Hispanic Irishman, Robert Francis O'Rourke, who calls himself Beto, to try to run for the governorship in Texas. Cut 78, Joe Biden back in 2015, they openly talk about demographics. He says, look, in 2017, white people will be an absolute minority. Now, I actually don't think that came true. I actually think that their estimates have been wrong for a variety of different reasons. But Biden and Castro are saying the argument that we are making. They are admitting that immigration and demographics will be the reason why Democrats will assume political control. Cut 78.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
You hear that? It's a source of our strength. Diversity is our strength. Now, thankfully, for a lot of different reasons, Biden doesn't know what he's talking about. And we've already gone into why diversity is not our strength. Unity is your strength, of course. Since when are differences your strength when you're trying to create a nation or a country with a combined story and a shared ethos? And Tucker Carlson had this video in Cut 77 where he says, look, Democrats are pushing for amnesty. That would be a disaster for the country. And it's not about making the country better or serving our labor needs or helping the population. That's putting Democrats in power forever. Now, immigration is very helpful for a couple things. It's helpful for places like Walmart and Amazon because it's more customers that can buy their products. It's also helpful for Walmart and Amazon for low-wage workers so they don't have to raise wages for American workers. It's also helpful politically. And it's also helpful for urban developers and urban sprawl. The more people you have in these cities, the more products you can sell, the more buildings you can build. And we're starting to see that push continue, which is why we made the argument on this program that inflation that we are living through was created solely and completely for the reason of trying to justify more immigration. Play cut 77.
Yale University released a study last week by three researchers, all of them liberal, I believe, who concluded that the actual number of illegal aliens in this country is not 11 million, it's north of 22 million. The overwhelming majority of first-time immigrant voters vote Democrat. The largest margin in American presidential history was 17 million votes. Permanent electoral majority in perpetuity. That's what this is about. It's not about making the country better, serving our labor needs, helping the population. It's about putting Democrats in power forever.
27% of people that live in California were not born in America. And the other reason why these Central American countries will never step up and stop the flow of illegals coming to America is that there are $60 billion a year in remittances from America to Central America of a flow of American dollars coming back to Nicaragua, back to Guatemala, of people that have come to this country illegally. They go get a job as a maid or they get a job parking cars and they send money home, which then actually helps the economy back in Nicaragua or Guatemala. The rule of law needs a sanctuary state, and I hope that can be Texas. So I want to get to another tape here. that I think ties into this, where one of the reporters, first, actually, let's go to Cut 94. Bill Malusian says that, I just want to reinforce this point, that the federal government is releasing entire family units into the interior of the United States. Cut 94.
A lot of the family units coming across. Well, that hasn't been their policy throughout all the southern border for the past 6 months. And what I want to report is that border agents on the ground here in Del Rio are telling me directly they're involved in the transport and the processing of these migrants. They're letting go of pretty much all family groups and family units.
If we do not have borders, language, or culture, you do not have a country. And 300 to 400 pregnant women are potentially going to be released into the interior of the United States, which will create anchor babies. Their babies then become American citizens immediately, which is a ridiculous interpretation of the U.S. Constitution, and I believe is unconstitutional. And so there they go. They're tied to the land. Their children get birth certificates that say, you are a U.S. citizen. And right now, as this all goes on, we have Republicans that are pushing for DACA amnesty on the Hill for young children coming across the border. The question that remains, and this is what the history books will write, when we were invaded, what did Republican governors do? When the invasion of third world countries came to America, did Republican governors complain and cite meaningless statutes, or did they think creatively like Lincoln? One of the reasons we love Lincoln and Churchill on this program, two men that lived about 100 years after each other. Yeah, they actually died about almost exactly 100 years apart. I'm trying to think. That both Churchill and Lincoln, for two different centuries, they were willing and they were creative to use the means at their disposal. Yeah, Lincoln died on Good Friday, 1865. I was right about that. I think Churchill died in 1965. Huh, I was right. Yeah, 100 years. Yeah, they were 100 years apart. Isn't that amazing? They exactly died 100 years apart from each other. That they both had a vision of what they wanted to have happen. They understood the threat in front of them. And they were quite honestly not convinced when people that cited procedure or they cited excuses got in the way of the good. People all around Churchill wanted him to sue for peace with the greatest evil that we knew and probably have known almost in world history. They wanted him to come to the table and say, it's not worth the blood or the sacrifice. And Churchill gave one of the most famous speeches ever, that we will fight on the beaches, we will fight on the streets, we'll fight in the hills. Lincoln was equally as creative, and he was willing. He knew what was necessary to keep the Union together. Where's our Churchill and our Lincoln right now? Well, one Republican governor on the border could be that, either in Arizona and Texas. They have the opportunity to be that historically significant. I hope they step up. We need a Churchill and we need a Lincoln. Someone that has courage and someone that understands the threat ahead of them. I pray we get one. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is to create my own soundtrack by popping in Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. Raycon have a 32-hour battery life, and they start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. At Raycon, they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try, and you'll see what I mean. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
That sort of resolve is hard to find today, especially amongst many gutless wonders who call themselves Republicans. Welcome back, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to get to another story here as we ask the question, are we willing to do what is necessary to save the country? This is a really interesting question where we had this reporter in Cut 90 ask Psaki, and it was a very fair question about how Biden has been handling the major problems of his presidency. And so my working theory, my working hypothesis is that they're going to run this thing into the ground with Biden as quickly as possible, get as many illegals in, pass H.R. 1 if they can, H.R. 5, mass inflation, do whatever you possibly can, and then remove Biden at a select time. Cammy comes in and pretends to be a moderate for 6 months as people forget about the radicalism before, and everyone says they'll just blame it on Biden, who is now gone and been put out to pasture. That is the only explanation I could give for how the Biden regime cares so little about how their popularity has taken a nosedive. Let's play Cut 90, and I want you to take a guess. According to every major poll we have our hands on, who is more popular, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Play Cut 90.
President Biden ran on a promise to use government to help people and that he would be able to wield the powers of government effectively. But we've seen on a range of issues missteps or places where the government trying to do its best hasn't necessarily been good enough. So what do you say to a voter who might be saying, I thought Biden was going to know how to run this government, but now we're looking at a potential government shutdown in a week and a default on U.S. debt?
So what do the numbers say? Well, the numbers are shocking for Biden. And if only we had a fair election, if we had an election that was not interfered with from the tech companies, an election did not to dramatically expand mail-in voting, Donald Trump has a 51% approval rating, whereas Joe Biden has a 41% approval rating against Kamala Harris, plus 13. This is a Rasmussen poll. Another poll shows that Joe Biden's approval rating has plunged among independents. So the working theory, and I could be corrected on this, but it looks to be true, Democrats know they're going to lose the House. They hope they don't lose the Senate, and they are trying to get the most radical transformational agenda done in the shortest period of time possible, regardless of what independents or Republicans say, because this is their shot to get it done. They want to change the country forever and the structure of the country. FoxNews.com, Biden approval rating dragged down and plunged by independents. Biden's total approval rating is 43%. Do you remember how every day we used to get push notifications on Apple News from CNN and from all these organizations on how Trump's approval rating is a record low? Biden stands at a 43% approval rating according to Gallup. Gallup is no right-wing website. And a 53% disapproval rating. The president's numbers come in the wake of Biden's much-criticized handling of Afghanistan, the virus, the southern border, but they seem to not care. You see, what's incredible is how the Biden White House and this regime seemingly does not make adjustments. Usually you make some changes or some adjustments when all of a sudden you have an approval rating of 43%. But the working theory is that they are going to drive this into the ground, remove Biden when necessary, and pretend to be moderates for 6 months to try and win back power. But what are they trying to get done? Voting reform? Oh, yeah. Well, they call it voting reform. You mean a mass nationalization of mail-in voting? Yeah. Borders wide open to flood into the country? That's correct. Biden is as unpopular as ever. And I think his numbers are only going to go down from here. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.